even when I sucked. First off, first tip, even if you think that you're the worst of the worst, just start posting videos. Like, honestly.
Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the awesome story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinnock. You can learn more about the project at passionbeyondart.com. Enjoy this week's episode.
All right, today on the show, I have with me Josh White. Found him through Instagram, and this dude got some chops on the guitar. And by his looks, he's not even that old. So let's kick it off. He's going to tell us a little bit. He's, how old are you?
16.
It's crazy. All right, so tell me how your journey got started. How did you get into music?
Oh, man. All right. So music's always been a part of my life in some way or another. How I got into metal, I'm not too sure about that. That just kind of happened. I'll never forget, I had a Nintendo Game Boy growing up, and my parents had bought me this Hot Wheels game, and the intro had this dope like rock song. It was so awesome. I literally just sit there with my headphones and just headbang into it. It was pretty sick. And I think as I started catching an ear for that, I started to like that kind of music, and it just kind of progressed. And growing up, I played drums up until I was 12. And, you know, drums is my thing. Rhythm, you know, I love music with a beat. I like that kind of stuff. And that's where, you know, drums was what I like to do. And basically, long story short, my mom was trying to move my electric drum kit from my room into another room in my house that has my room, and forgot to unplug it. And literally the AC adapter split in two. And I never really touched drums after that because it kind of killed my mojo for it. And then at the same time, I was a big Guitar Hero guy, and I heard about this game that's very similar but used an actual guitar called Rocksmith. And I was like, hey, Christmas is coming up, so I was like, can I get that? And so, you know, I ended up getting it. Guitar was an instrument that I really enjoyed, and I just kind of kept going at it despite the frustration and the, you know, disappointments here and there. But it's great. That's just kind of how that happened.
Nice, nice, nice. So you play metal. When you play, what are you expecting people to get out of it? Like what do you want them to feel, experience?
So primarily, aside from metal, I write like this ambient, weird, atmospheric kind of music. So primarily that's when I want you to feel something, because me personally, I like music that makes me feel a certain way. And I try to portray that in my own songwriting, because I feel like music without meaning, I mean, like, what's the point? Because I'm here to tell a story. I want people, you know, to know that, you know, whether it's something that I'm telling personally or if I'm trying to inspire others, I kind of want them to get out of it whatever it is that I'm trying to say, which it varies. You know, sometimes the song's something personal, or I'm trying to say something, you know. It just depends, to be honest. I try to change it up, so it's never about one specific thing.
Who would you say is your support system? That group of people that you pull energy from when it feels like, you know, I mean, no one else gets what Josh is trying to do. You have that group of people that you say is your support system.
I'd say anybody who goes to my page and clicks the follow button. I mean, you're automatically like family, because I love my followers. They're great. They're the reason why I do what I do. For the most part, you know, I wouldn't really be known by anybody if it wasn't for them. They're great. But definitely on a more personal level, my family, obviously, my friends, you know, my parents, they support my music, and it's great. Love them a lot for it. You know, my close friends, my best buddies, Donovan, Joe, all them that really pushed me to, you know, to pursue music. You know, those are just a few that I want to mention.
Nice, pretty nice, cool. Nice. It's good to have that support system. So, you're into metal, and so I'm almost sure that, because to be honest, we're both black, so yeah. It's like we're kind of known for the gospel, the jazzy, yep. The soulful feel, right?
Yep.
How did this metal adventure start?
Oh my goodness. Like I said, it kind of all started, well, as far back as I can remember, that Game Boy story. And because I grew up with a lot of Christian music, so that's back early 2000s, like with Switchfoot, the alt rock kind of stuff that I grew up with. You know, a lot of like older rock music. And then really what got me into the metal that I like was when, because I was homeschooled up until seventh grade. And when I went to school, I met some buddies that sent some bands my way. And that kind of changed my music taste to what it is now, kind of sort of, you know, tell me about Bring Me the Horizon, Parkway Drive, you know, a lot of bands like that. So really it was a combination of me experimenting and me meeting people that kind of helped forge what I like.
Nice. So what would you say was the hardest struggle? What was the hardest time, the struggle that you had to experience in your young music career?
I'd say like dealing with the racism, because I mean, like you said, we're both black, so I mean, that's not common for black dudes to play, let alone like metal. So, you know, I mean, I had a guy a few months ago, I played a riff, and in the comments, he said, this riff would have been better if you were not black. I was like, wow, okay. That really, I've never really been shook by a comment like that, but yeah, that was tough. Like, and, you know, not only that, like, aside from that, it's just having the discipline to get better and practice, because, I mean, this is something I want to pursue as a career. So it's definitely, you know, dealing with the frustration, because it's slow, and I'm the type of person, I want to get better right now. I want to see results now. So, you know, it's just slowing down. It's the hard part. Because, you know, metal, I want to play fast. I'm going to do all the shreddy stuff.
Right.
But I mean, to do that, you got to really take it easy. So definitely those two things right there are the toughest right there.
Wow, that's crazy. Like, you just don't hear people just coming out, like, just straight up just saying stuff like that.
Yeah, that was a huge surprise to me as well. So it helped me grow to, you know, kind of open my eyes to how, you know, the world is and how some people can be, but it's cool.
I love it, man. I love the attitude, man. So what would you say is the next? What's next for you? What's the next in the journey? What you got coming up? What you got going on?
I'm working on a album, EP kind of thing. That's definitely the next big thing to me. For me, actually, just I want to put something legit out there for people to kind of, you know, kind of see what I'm about. Because Instagram, I can only post like 1 minute snippets of what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking. And I just want people to kind of know me on a more personal level to kind of build a connection. So that way it's not like, yeah, I watch this guy whenever you post videos on Instagram. I want people to kind of know who Josh White is, not Augmentus Josh, because that's kind of a front almost. So I feel like this album is definitely going to help, you know, be, you know, put something out there that I'm proud of, and definitely have a chance for people to, you know, be interested in, you know, in the music that I write, and also kind of build a, I don't like saying fan base, but a mutual relationship with people that, you know, may not actually know me. So, you know, that's definitely the big thing. You know, aside from just trying to grow and, you know, spread my stuff.
All right, so talk a little bit about that process, not necessarily the material, but what is it like day to day trying to build this EP, this album?
Like, you know, it's kind of like going fishing. I'm just kind of sitting there hoping that ideas will come. So definitely I'll, because I like to run and I like to listen to music, so I'll go on a run in my neighborhood and I'll get a riff idea, or I'll think of a cool little melody or chord progression. So that's kind of how I get inspiration, and, you know, inspiration and different vibes and stuff is what I feed off of to make stuff. So definitely it can be kind of slow sometimes, because, you know, writer's block is a thing, and it's not fun. So it can be super awesome and frustrating at the same time, because when you already know what the song is going to be like and you have everything written and you know where you want to go, then it's easy. But when you only have like two out of the, let's say, eight songs that you're supposed to write, then it can be a little frustrating, because you're like, oh man, I feel like I used all my good ideas on this one song. Where do I go from here? Because, you know, it kind of put me in this mindset that is creativity limited, which, you know, it's definitely not. But, you know, when you're writing all these songs and you're putting idea that you think is good into one project, it kind of feels like you put your all into it, which is definitely what you want to do. But it can be draining, but it's amazing at the same time. So,
you made a statement when you said you wanted to put something basically of quality out. Like,
yeah,
what does that mean? Why did you say that?
Well, I want to give people my best, mm-hmm. and I'm not the one when it comes to my music to just, you know, go halfway. I like going the full mile. Definitely because I look up to a lot of artists and they put out this high quality, amazing, awesome, super, you know, high quality stuff. And I'm just like, I want to be that good. And, you know, people always say, oh yeah, I don't have the gear, I don't have the equipment. I'm just like, I'm not going to let that stop me, because personally, I'm going to fight through it. And even if I don't have it, I'm going to find a way to get it, because that's how much I care about music. And, you know, being passionate about something kind of means, you know, going farther than the finish line sometimes. So that's what I want to do, which is why I care so much about, you know, making sure I put out my best.
Nice, man. Nice. I mean, I really, really like the energy, man. You know, I mean, not much 16-year-olds is this driven on that specific goal. Like, how did this happen?
Really? I feel like from Instagram and from, you know, people saying your stuff is good, you know, keep it up, that kind of helps me realize that, hey, I'm making a difference. And honestly, outside of that, more importantly, you know, even if I put this guitar down, I just want to inspire people to do what they want and to, you know, pursue goals. And nothing makes me happier than when somebody says, hey, you inspired me to start playing guitar, inspired me to start, you know, posting videos or whatever the case may be. And that's what motivates me to be like, yo, I'm doing something. I want to keep this up, because every day that I post a video could be a day that somebody says, hey, I want to do that. Hey, I want to, you know, do something with music. Hey, this is really what I want to do in life. So that's why I'm like, this is definitely where I'm going to go, and I'm not going to stop no matter what anyone tells me, because, you know, the internet makes it a lot easier, yeah. You know, to be heard and, you know, to put stuff out there and be recognized by people. So that's part of the motivation that comes. And, you know, also just straight up enjoying it. You know, you got to enjoy what you do. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get tired of it. So for the 3 years I've been doing it, I'm just as motivated as when I started. So I'm just trying to keep the energy.
All right. So let's give some tips out. Tips for musicians. Yeah. How do you grow your audience, and how do you grow as a musician?
Definitely do your research. There's plenty of videos and, you know, articles out there that will kind of explain it better than I can. Because I can, from personal experience, I got lucky because I just started posting videos even when I sucked. First off, first tip, even if you think that you're the worst of the worst, just start posting videos, like, honestly, because the sooner you start, you know, that's how you can start gaining attention that way. And definitely, you know, when you record it, it's a great way to see progress. Because, you know, back when I had like thousands of pictures, I could see back when I didn't even have an amp and I was just jamming and I had a camera in front of me, to when I got recording equipment and I'm like actually doing something, you know, of higher quality. So it definitely helps you see the progress that you're making. And not only that, but, you know, you're starting to get people to watch you. And that's what you want. So definitely do that and put hashtags with your videos. So that way more people see it. And honestly, don't lose the motivation to keep going, because sooner or later, you're going to break through. Because really, it was kind of sporadic for me, because I just kind of posted a video one day and they're like, hey, we're going to start featuring your videos on the Explore page now. And I was like, what? Okay, cool. And then a few days later, I'm scrolling, and you know how it'll say, like, recommended videos for you or whatever. And I saw myself. I was like, what? So definitely, you know, just do it, to be honest. Like Nike says, that's really all there is to it. And definitely patience is another thing, you know, kind of like what I was saying earlier. because it's not going to happen in a day or a night or a week or maybe even a year. Really, it's just doing it because you love it, not because you want the attention. And I feel like those that do it for the right reason get the attention. And yeah, I think that's all I got.
Are you ready to show some of your stuff?
I can. Shoot, I'll switch guitars here. Let's see. So it might be a little rusty, so pardon any mistakes, because today has been quite the busy day. There we go. And for anybody that's wondering, this is an Ibanez Geo. Man, I messed that up. Okay, let's see.
Nice. That's freaking epic, man.
Yeah.
God. Sick, man. Sick. Well, Josh, man, just keep going. You got somebody in your corner, man, pulling for you.
Thank you very much.
Just keep at it, man. And I love what you're doing. Definitely hope to keep in touch.
For sure.
All right, man. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Blessings, man.
All right, you too, man. You take it easy.
You can always connect with me at DP Creates on Instagram or Twitter. If you ever want to have a conversation, ask a question, that's DP Creates at Instagram or Twitter. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I would love to get your feedback, so please leave a review on iTunes and keep sharing the podcast on social media. Be blessed.